Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, finding joy in an angry world. And our text today is James, the first chapter, the second through the fourth verses. You'll know this one. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me, no matter what your political leanings, but I'm sure you're going to agree with me when I say I'll be glad when this presidential race is over. This has by far been one of the nastiest political seasons I've ever witnessed. The angrier and meaner candidates seem, the higher their polls. I'm not calling any names because I think this mood is bigger than any one person in the race. Let's face it, Americans are angry. We're angry about our government, politicians, taxes, income inequity, gun rights, too many guns. Everybody's got something that makes them angry. Doesn't matter your political leaning. More than likely, you are dissatisfied. Why? Is there any big overriding reason? I read about a historical theory developed by a man named Herbert Butterfield more than a century ago that suggests if you believe that life should be better, then you get mad when it isn't that way. So I guess this anger is understandable. We all thought things would be better. They aren't. Now, some of our problem in the atmosphere around the country is we are on a 24/7 communication cycle. Our technology links us to the rest of the world instantaneously. So whenever trouble hits anywhere, it hits everywhere because we know what's going on everywhere. News is that which breaks the norm. So if you're watching a lot of television, no matter what station, then you are seeing a lot of disturbing information. It does not necessarily reflect all that is going on. Mostly, it reflects the bad stuff. In a recent Time magazine article on American anger, a Los Angeles rabbi wrote that while some anger can motivate us to improve situations, and it's good, a lot of anger does just the opposite. It freezes us from action. But I have a word from the Lord today, especially for those of you who are trying to live your lives according to God's purpose. You don't have to be angry. This stuff you see on TV does not have to get to you. Whatever you go through in your life doesn't have to get you down, no matter how bad it is. There is a better way to live. Now, that sounds like I'm just pretending or making things up, but it's true. According to the book of James, you can count all of your challenges joy. Let's go to this text. This letter, written by James, the brother of Jesus, was sent to Jewish Christians who were scattered throughout the Mediterranean world because of persecution. Now, this is one of the earliest letters written to members of the movement. Distracted by these hostile environments, these believers don't have the support of established churches. They're just out there, and they're going through some extremely tough times. So James is offering them, and he's offering us, some divine wisdom. The very first statement James writes here is, you must consider it joy whenever you face trials. Now, he doesn't say if you face trials. He says when. Because you see, trials come in faith. Trials come in life. They are part of the cost of being human. Early Christians faced incredible trials and suffering for their beliefs. And I don't think we realize how hard it was for them. They were going against a huge grain of the status quo all over Israel and the Mediterranean. They were really fighting what people wanted to remain as life. They were saying something new. They had a gospel. They had a good word. But it was so against the grain of what was going on. And so they were suffering for their beliefs because people are afraid of change. They're afraid of something new. And I would suggest that people are really afraid of the good news when they don't know it. That's still happening today. Christians are being persecuted in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East for their beliefs. People are dying because they believe in Jesus. Now, most of us in the United States are not struggling like that, but we still have trials as a part of our life. I read somewhere that our generation, the baby boomers, will be the first unable to pass on better economic conditions to our children. Across the board, we've created economic liabilities that will take generations to pay off. So we feel bad not just for ourselves, but we feel bad for the generations to come. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. So the question we ask ourselves today is, how do we keep going when we struggle with so much? Well, James says, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Now, that's going to take some real restructuring of your attitude. That's going to take a change of your mind. That's going to be a choice that you have to make and then work on every day. As a matter of fact, I would suggest it's a choice you have to work on from moment to moment. And maybe it would be a bit easier if we remember that suffering is really kind of a part of God's plan. Peter says we should not be surprised because the fiery ordeal we go through actually tests us. You see, there is a reason for suffering. Suffering can take you down. It can destroy you, and this is the most important thing I'm going to tell you today, suffering can actually grow you spiritually. Now, I don't want to imply that I know the secret of God's plan for suffering, but I do know that suffering is a part of living in a broken world. And God can take anything and turn it around. He can take anything and make something good of it. So He certainly can take our suffering and teach us through that. We have no idea the depth of our character until we experience pressure. You know, it's easy to be kind, thoughtful, and generous when things are going well. But what happens when things start going downhill? You know, that's one of the greatest lessons I learned when I was working in the East African country of Sudan. People were up against enormous challenges. People were being bombed in their villages. They had their villages destroyed. And there were some who could still talk about joy. I tell you this every time I preach, is because it was such a life-changing experience for me. The Christians of South Sudan faced incredible odds. They faced war and famines and floods, and trouble comes with the territory, but they believe they are never alone. They believe that Jesus is with them in their struggle. And there's this song the children sang called Rejoice, and they just repeated Rejoice over and over and over again. And after being with them and building relationships with them, I have to tell you, their faith is real and it inspires me. One day in the bush and I was ready to give up, but these people have built a resilient faith in God. They get knocked down, but they always get back up and they rejoice. And I'm not trying to paint a romantic picture of the Africans of South Sudan. Please don't misunderstand me. But I'm just saying that faith is the dark. Faith is the scary part. But God calls us to get through it by our faith in God. God wants to grow us to a point of completeness and maturity. This journey that we're on was never meant to keep us from trouble, but to teach us how to get through trouble. So that is what James is talking about. That is what James is teaching the early Christians. Let me give you a different way of looking at things. You need to consider everything you're going through right now as joy. Not because you're crazy, not because you're a Pollyanna, but because you're connected to a living, loving God who will never leave you and never forsake you. And so your joy is not in the trouble. Your joy is in your salvation. Your joy is in God. How do we count it joy? It comes with a repositioning of your vision, your perspective. The Bible says, do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Sometimes when things are going really bad for me in traffic, just in traffic, I try to remember to use that moment to pray or use that moment to recite a scripture that I've memorized. And maybe I'll say it over and over and over again. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. You may think the renewing of your mind means making sure you're following the rules or the Ten Commandments or any of God's imperatives. But I think that's a part of it. But the whole of it is having a heart so turned to God, so tuned into God, that in time you won't even think twice about not conforming to the behavior of the world. You'll know immediately when trouble hits to go to that prayer or to go to that scripture that you've memorized. This whole notion of being transformed is how you look at life, how you look at the world, how you discern what's going on, and how it affects you. You see, no matter what you go through, the closer you get to God, the easier it will be to just get through. And that alone is cause for joy. Yes, we are living in troubled times. I'm telling you, I understand that. But Jesus promised us there would be trouble in this world. But we can take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. So here's a tip on finding and keeping joy each day. Every morning when you wake up, before you do anything else, make it your business to thank God for at least three things. And as the days go on, your list will get longer. The point is, you start your day connecting to God, realizing how wonderful God is, positioning your heart in a way that will allow you to find joy despite everything. Try it. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116.
Love will reign if you let love rule.